Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, San Francisco's sports byline, USA. That's what we are, and it is the only show all week that is specifically not about sports. It's just video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. I've been doing this show about 20 years now, and I'm a gamer just like you. I don't make them. I wouldn't know how to make them. And I judge games on one criterion. Are they fun? Is it fun? I don't care about all the things you can brag about. Oh, we got this famous actor. Oh, look at the frame rate, blah, 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 pixelization. We got an ad in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying those games are bad, but let's talk about what you like as well, because even if I could play every single game, the tastes will be different. What's good, bad, and ugly in your world? What is overhyped? What's a game that's a little hidden gem that you want to tell us about? Let's do it together. Questions, comments, or concerns. Neophytes, newbies, all the way up to hardcore gamers. The toll-free line works for everybody, toll-free, and that is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Don't write it down. Dial it up. We'll get you in and get you heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, saluting our troops who keep us safe and allow us to do this. Frivolity and mirth, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. We're on the internet at sportsbyline.com, and he emails rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how you win the game at 40 after the hour, which I'll be giving away, and the cheat code, send your request to that, rick@sportsbyline.com. I do that at the end of the show. SBNationLive.com, we stream through. Also, SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on SiriusXM and CRN Digital Plus, coast to coast. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Every way we can get to you, we can. And we only got 51 minutes left. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Lines are available, 1-800-878-7529. Over the years, I have always gotten the backs of video games. The back of video games? I guess it would be backs, but you got my back? Whatever. I support them. Because they get scapegoated a lot. They get blamed for things. And to bring up an example, the horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and the politician Ted Cruz said it was because of video games. It's just an easy out. Like they used to say about rock and roll or whatever, right? R-rated movies. So when it comes to studies that have been done in the UK, in France and Germany, in the Netherlands, much less the United States, Canada, Japan. And I've been talking about them for a couple decades here on this show. Kids who play video games. Now, look, everything in moderation, right? You don't want to cut off all human interaction and starve while you're lose your job and flunk out of school to play video games, okay? Donuts are great, but if you just eat donuts, that's not going to be good, right? Everything in moderation. That's all. And anyway, those studies say that kids who play video games are more often than not, and we talk in general terms so many times, but more often than not, more social, get better grades, have better hand-eye coordination, are more social. So it's really, you could say video games are beneficial and back it up empirically. But I bring this all up as a preface because there was a decision that went down in the courts, a First Amendment right. Casey Courtright is the mother of a Kansas City 12-year-old. And she, the plaintiff, alleged that video games are designed, marketed, and sold in a way that creates and sustains addiction. So the First Amendment to our Constitution limits the scope of tort liability, as the lawyers would say, by preventing recovery in cases where plaintiffs seek to hold defendants liable for protected content. But what we got is from the judge said video games qualify for First Amendment protection because, like protected books, plays, and movies that preceded them, video games communicate ideas and even social messages through many familiar literary devices such as characters, dialogue, plot, and music, and through features distinctive to the medium such as the player's interaction with the virtual world. The interactive or player-controlled elements of video games are as equally entitled to protection as the elements generated directly and exclusively by the game's developers. Where a plaintiff seeks to hold a video game developer liable for the content of their products, strict scrutiny applies. So this was the thing, is that the plaintiff was not arguing non-expressive conduct, and she did not try to hold the defendants liable. What she was trying to prove was that that these would be addictive. I don't know. I mean, that's what they say about social media, you know, TikTok and Twitter and IG and all that stuff. And to me, 99% of social media is someone getting out of camera and watching either a fight or someone being really inappropriate, whether that's, you know, racist or a Karen thing. If you just looked at social media, it's 99% horrifying. And it's just not good. And then somebody will say, you know, name a baseball player that doesn't get enough love. I'll go first. Do you really need the attention that bad? But anyway, this was one of the statutes in the lawsuit. It says they intentionally designed their products to be addictive by incorporating and utilizing traditional game theory tactics. Operant conditioning, e.g. dark panners, Skinner boxes, feedback loops, rubber banding, artificial intelligence, and reward systems, along with patented designed containing addictive features, systems, mechanisms, and shared technology in their video game product designs to ensure customers continue to use and engage in microtransaction spending. And then one more thing I wanted to read. They utilize many strategies to enhance and exploit the already predatory monetization tactics incorporated with the projects. Such strategies include A, the near miss, convincing players via exciting animation, for instance, that they were close to winning. B, chasing, encouraging players to keep playing to get back any money they just lost. C, fear of missing out, FOMO, suggesting that a special prize is only available for a short amount of time and must be attained in the small window. And D, exclusivity, suggesting that only a small number of special people are available and prizes must be attained immediately, thus entrapping and convincing players they are about to win or they have invested enough to win, and if they stop playing, they will miss out. And then the quote, unquote, sunk cost effect, justifying continued expenditures in the game because of the amount they have already spent. Yeah, it's a capitalist society and businesses are trying to make money. And they do want to lure you in and they want you to buy their stuff. Does that make it addictive? This is the entire concept of what advertising is. You think they put a hot girl in a bikini holding a beer or next to a truck because it has anything to do with her? No, they're trying to catch people's eyes. They're trying to lure you in. Sunday, 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 half off, buy one, get one free. This is what it is. So To me, what this is a lawsuit saying, how dare you try to get money off of us? Now, little kids should not have access to microtransactions. And I have never bought a microtransaction in my life. But I think if you are an adult, you should be able to. If you want to get a Beavis and Butthead skin for your Call of Duty characters, then you should. But then again, if you give a kid a credit card number to a 12-year-old, don't be surprised when they go hog wild and charge $3,500 worth of cosmetic appearances in characters. So it's just weird that somebody, a mom, would go to the lengths of filing this in court to say you're addicted because you're luring us in. Yeah, you know what else is luring us in? Anything that has to do with somebody trying to get your business. So it's beyond frivolous to me that this would get to the higher courts. But once again, it's just showing that some people don't get video games or just don't get entertainment in general. Oh no, Severance season 2, they made it sound like if I didn't watch Squid Game, I would miss out. Oh, cancel Squid Game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us, joining me. I'm Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after the hour. Wherever you might happen to be, it'll be 40 after the hour when I do that. Lines are open at 1-800-878-7529. Just one more story of jurisprudence, and it's not fun to talk about these types of things on a video game show, but it's pertinent and in the news. I always say I don't like shows about cops, hospitals, or lawyers, because if any of those three things are in your day, that's a bad day. You're probably not having a good day if you're with a cop or at the hospital or with a lawyer. Bless them all. You know, the lawyers used to be the number one nerd. They've been replaced, I think. Anyway, there's a very serious lawsuit in Texas that just began. It's a Marine Corps vet living in Ellis County, and he said in 2007, when he was 11 years old, that he was playing Roblox, and he made friends with someone online. And said, hey, I'm also 11, come over to the house. And it was a 30-year-old man who was sexually abused the 11-year-old. And he said he has since suffered lasting mental stress and psychological damage, leading to long-term health and economic damages. The plaintiff says Roblox allowed for countless children to fall prey to these schemes and didn't consider safety of their users. And the filing quotes a former Roblox employee who allegedly said the company weighs child safety against investors' satisfaction. Now, first of all, let me just say this. It should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is a horrifying thing. And the 30-year-old who is now much older, I hope they lock him up and throw away the key. You know, there's no excuse for it. And, you know, just evil beyond words. Roblox, by the way, responded. Their official website said, "We are deeply troubled by any incident that endangers our users, and safety is a top priority. We dedicate substantial resources, including advanced technology, 24/7 human moderation to help detect and prevent inappropriate content and behavior, including attempts to direct users off platform where safety standards and moderation may be less stringent than ours." And they conclude, "While no system is perfect, Roblox has implemented vigorous safeguards, including restrictions on sharing personal information links and user-to-user image sharing, and prohibiting sexual conversations. We also partner with law enforcement and leading child safety organizations worldwide to combat the sexual exploitation of children." Now, this is, I mean, obviously Roblox has been around for almost 20 years. And you can, you know, create your own games, you can share them, and the game does not have a E for everyone or a T for teen, because you have to figure out which individual game is what. But yes, it is it's a kid's game. But if you are one of those evil pedophiles, I mean, you can go back when I was a kid, I had a CB radio.
Yeah, I'm that old.
Had a quarter wave antenna on my roof. I had my Citizens Band radio in the 70s and had my own call sign. And I was about the same age. I was about 12, 11 and 12. And I would talk to people all over the place. Breaker, breaker, 1-9. We got Smokey the Bear with them brown paper bags. And people, pedophiles are luring kids then. You know, the van with the candy, the whole thing. Anything where there's an internet connection, you're going to have creeps trying to do it. So I have nothing but sympathy for this guy, especially a veteran. And, you know, even if he wasn't a veteran, I'd still have sympathy. But I'm just saying, this is a guy who has suffered a lot, but you blame the pedo. You don't blame Roblox, you know, and I can understand why he believes it's Roblox's fault, because that was the conduit through where the pedo got to him. But why am I talking about this? This is horrible stuff to talk about. But this is all in the news right now with video games. And once again, it's not Roblox's fault. You have to understand, too, mankind, whenever man, and I don't care what country you're in, your ethnicity, your religion, your culture, if man invents something, they try to do two things with it. They try to see if they can get girls with it and how they can kill other men with it. That's basically everything ever invented. How do we get girls and how do we kill the other guy with it? I know that sounds a bit prosaic, and that is my own theory. But then you take it to the next level and you think about these creeps. I have much stronger words off the radio for them. But these predators pretending to be other little kids. And I bet you that you can name dozens of games, unfortunately, where things like this have happened. You know, let's meet up. And I remember there was a guy out here in the Bay Area where I grew up. I was on my CB radio and I was 12, and my best friend lived up the street from me. He had a handheld from Radio Shack. My set, I actually had a set that was from JCPenney. I was pretty killer at the time, like 1976. Rick, how old are you? I know, pretty old. Anyway, my friend up the street, there was a guy who was in his late 20s, and he was our buddy, and he would talk to us. And then he's like, hey, you know, I can drive up, and we told him what neighborhood we were in the East Bay, Berkeley area. And he said, yeah, I can drive up there and take you guys out for an ice cream cone. And we were like, that's okay. I have every reason to believe he was a good guy, but then I got older and I thought, you don't offer to pick up some 12-year-olds and get ice cream cones with them. So I'm like, did I dodge a meteor with that one? You know, I told my dad about it, and my dad's like, you're not going. And I'm like, I know I'm not going. I just wanted to tell you. And he goes, yeah. He goes, what's his name? And I told him his name. He goes, all right, I'm making a note. And then we got his, because whenever you signed on to the CB, you had to give your FCC license number. And I still remember mine to this day, KAJU 6336. And someone's going to look that up now. And then you had shortwave guys. You had ham guys as well. But, you know, not to make light of this, because, you know, this is a guy suing. But it's, and I'm not saying it's like the people who sue the tobacco company when they get cancer from smoking, because you know what you're getting into. You know what I mean? Like I played football through college, and my very first day of high school football, when I was 14, the coach said, you know, you might die. He told us that our very first day of practice. I was 14 years old. He goes, this isn't a mamby-pamby sport. You could be killed out there. And I'm like, all right, well, making the decision right now. No kid plays Roblox to be lured. and to be, you know, this guy's going to be suffering for the rest of his life. There's just untold little kids and who are now adults. And then, unfortunately, for some of them, the cycle continues and then they become abusers. And so my point is that anything and any which way, even it's from like hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, a predator is going to try everything they can to commit their heinous crimes. And this one was accomplished through Roblox. And Roblox is a fun game for kids to make. And it's a shame that they get the bad publicity from this. Now, you might say Roblox should have had better. Listen, it's up to parents. It really is. Or whoever is in charge. I don't know too many 12-year-olds that live by themselves. Whoever is in the guardian, the big brother, the aunt, the grandma, whatever it is, you have to make sure you know what your kids are doing. And if a kid says, I'm going to an 11-year-old's house, you got to make sure. That doesn't mean that they're negligent, that this all is the fault of the predator. And yet here it is, Roblox being sued because it was an easy way for a guy to abuse a child, which is absolutely unforgivable. So once again, it's not Roblox's fault. All right, we'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Dark Raven.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome to the Video Game Review 40 after the hour. That means I'm giving away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. This game is called Yield! Exclamation point. Fall of Rome. And this is developed by Billion Worlds, published by Datalic Entertainment. This is for the PC and the Mac. This is a hexagonal Avalon Hill type of video game. You get that old reference there. It just came out 6 days ago, and I have it for the PC. I will give it to you for the second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E. Blah, 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 blah. rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer. Yield, Fall of Rome. Well, let me give you the blurb first. Quote, forge your kingdom amidst the ruins of Rome in this turn-based four-time strategy game. As the world crumbles, rebuild civilization and shape your people's destiny. Unleash your strategic prowess. Conquer provinces and crush all who stand in your way. Is this game about the Roman Empire or is this game about North Korea? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. And if you are the second correct answer, you will win Yield, Fall of Rome, developed by Billion Worlds and published by Datalic Entertainment. And you might think, was that a trick question? No. I'm just trying to give the game away. And it's funny, over the years when I make it really obvious what it is, sometimes people still answer the wrong way. All right. One little thing. I wanted to throw out, somebody was talking to me in a panic that Xbox 360, the servers were shutting down at the end of July. In fact, it was July 29th. And I just want to let everybody know that did not happen. What they shut down was the store. So, yes, it closed. But if your game supports multiplayer online, it's still there. You're okay. So don't panic. It's there. All right. What have you been playing this weekend? Well, I can tell you what I have been playing this weekend. And I was playing the open beta of Battlefield 6 on my PS5. It is out on October 10th, but we had the early access. And it started on August 7th and then went to the 11th. That was the first weekend. And we've just had the second weekend. And we had four maps. We had Iberian Offensive. We had Liberation Peak, Siege of Cairo, and Empire State, which is in Dumbo. If you know New York City, Dumbo, meaning down under Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridge. It's an iconic shot from a lot of Hollywood movies. If you right there on the Brooklyn side of the Brooklyn Bridge, looking back at the bridge. Liberation Peak was in some snow-dusted mountains. Siege of Cairo in the streets of Cairo. And the Iberian Peninsula is a sort of a palm tree town with the hills on fire. Got to play Conquest. So you know, five spots on the map. Closed weapon content is the same with the addition of class lock weapons. Breakthrough, those are two teams face off with the front line. Defenders try to retake. Domination, you capture and control the points. And then King of the Hill as well. My favorite is Rush. Rush is the MCOMS, military communications systems, and that was always my favorite from the Battlefield games, where you have to you have two of them, and you either defend them or you try to set them off. And to run up, you got to like hold down the button, then it goes whoop whoop whoop, and then people can come in and defuse or not. And it's carnage, but it's pretty cool. I like that one. And then of course they had TDM, the team deathmatch, or as they call it, squad deathmatch. And by the time I got done, I was level 10. There were some people I didn't put all night into it. But in the first weekend, there were some rewards you could get. You could get the Seeker Soldier skin, which is kind of like a half ghillie suit, half kind of. Now, remember, they're not Call of Duty, so they're not going to have Beavis and Butthead or Jigsaw or skulls on fire with smoke and chains. And bless Call of Duty for having that arcade fun. But the Seeker Soldier skin is like a ghillie suit with a little bit of a skull-ish, is that a word, Don King, face. An all-terrain soldier skin, which to me is just it's a big nothing. It's just like BDUs with a mask. There were some little logos you could have. There's also the Dominion weapon package. You could put some skins on your... had a suppressor as well for one submachine gun. There's also a lights out player card background. Looked like NVGs. And this last weekend... you could get a camo skin for the M1 Abrams. You could get a dog tag that had a bat on it, and then something called Striking Distance Weapons Package that had some longer barrels and such things for your assault rifles. And it's interesting too, because when my appetite was whetted, W-H-E-T, and my interest was piqued, P-I-Q-U-E, I decided to download Battlefield 4 onto my PS5. It was $4.99. I just didn't feel like setting up my PS4 and playing. So, remember my login. It had my last save in 2018, and there it was. And this is a game that came out in 2016. So I played it for those 3 years, 16, 17, 18. And it said that I had played Battlefield 4 for 1,057 hours. And so I got the calculator, well, app on my phone. And just with the, I didn't do 24 hours. Now, I don't sleep 8 hours a day. I wish I did. More like 5 or 6. But just for fun, I divided that by 16. In other words, how many days did I play Call of Duty 4 if I wanted to take the entire time and put them into 16-hour days where I was technically, quote-unquote, awake, right? 66 days. So more than 2 months of my life, I played Battlefield 4. And I guess 2018, that's when BF1 came out. Another amazing game. But to me, there's the trifectas. Battlefield Bad Company 2, my all-time favorite. Battlefield 4, which is beyond amazing. And Battlefield 1, which was really great. Really great. And by the way, I don't regret that. Because if it was all in one chunk, then that would be pretty sad. Talk about everything in moderation. That was over 3 years. That's still a lot of time on that game, but I'm the type of person, and I have, there is somebody, one of my buddies who has all these different games playing, you know, FIFA and NHL and Madden, and then has, you know, Bloodborne, whatever. He's got all these games going. And he's like, how can you just play one game? And I'm like, I get into it. You know, it's like, it's like I'm in a relationship and I'm an exclusive relationship with a game. But anyway, not a lot of people in the lobby. There was still a lot. There was, because of BF6, a lot of people wanted to check out the cooler ones. Now, the gameplay, I liked it. I'm more of a Battlefield guy than a COD guy. Now, that being said, I've got hundreds and hundreds of hours in COD as well, which I love. But I didn't like 2042. I wasn't a big Battlefield 3 fan as well. So, as I said, Bad Company 2 was my all-time favorite with the UAVs and everything else. So, it's fun. It's fun. I'm not gaga over the moon about it, but it looks like it's going to be really cool. And like I said, we still have, a little less than 2 months before it comes out. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Stick It to the Stick Man on the PC. I like that title. Delta Force makes its way to the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. Sword of the Sea, PC and PS5. AccuVac, a suck and blow adventure on the PC. Ha ha. All Systems Dance, PC. Black Myth Wukong. This is a X and S exclusive. Void / Breaker on the PC. Althea, The Wrath of a Fairy, PC. Chibi Robo Plug Adventure. This is for your Switch 2. Deep Sleep Labyrinth of the Forsaken on the PC. Discounty, PC, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PS5. Grit and Valor 1949. This is a mech game post-World War II. Switch, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. There's a VR edition of that as well on the PC and the PS5. Hurdling, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S, Switch. Kill the Music, PC. Sengoku Dynasty, PS5, X and S. Smasher, PC. Particle Hearts, X and S, Switch, PC, PS5. Pizza Bandit, PC. Turret Girls, PC. Vlad Circus, Curse of Asmodeus on everything. That's 4, 5, 1, X and S, PC, Switch. Zoochosis, Rescue the Animals, 4 and 5. And Helldivers 2 is making it to the X and S. Finally, rejoice for the people who couldn't play it because they didn't have a PS5. Helldivers 2, your dreams have come true. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The Video Game
Thank you for that. Time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Real quick, I want to say RIP to Terrence Stamp, who passed away, I'm sorry to say, at the age of 87. He was a classically trained actor from the West End stage, but General Zod and Superman, Chancellor Valorum and Phantom Menace. But I bring it up on this show because he was Mankar Kamaran in Elder Scrolls IV, Oblivion. He was also the prophet of truth in Halo 3. So RIP. All right. This is from Jim. Jim wants to know how to unlock Idol in Killer Instinct. This is SNES, baby. Highlight Cinder on the main menu, hold right, and then quick LRXBYA. Once again, highlight Cinder on the main menu, then hold right and press LRXBYA, and you will get Eidol, EYEDOL. And that's in Killer Instinct back on the Super Nintendo. I remember when I got the Super Nintendo, it was like a day before I was getting on a plane to go to Europe, and I almost felt like staying home because I was so excited to just play it. All right. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. And we'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.